Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, let's go outdoors. My good buddy Steve Kearney joins us. Steve, how you been?
I've been great, Steve. Not liking the snow today. I don't know if you guys got it down there, but we got a nice couple inches up here, which not real happy about.
Yeah, it's never good. We had snow showers on Thursday morning. I think it was Thursday morning, and that was a little bit of a bummer, but it melted away right away. So no snow here in the cities, but and actually it's warmed up. We jumped into the 50s today. It's a little breezy. Tomorrow a whole lot colder, so we've kind of flipped the switch from summer.
Well, it's good news for the Ducks, Steve. Been a pretty good week. Got into some redheads and some canvasbacks that are kind of one of the early migrants that come down from up north, and starting to see, you know, smatterings of that, which is really good. And that's, you know, the flip side of the 20s and 30s up north, and 30s, 40s here. It's cold, but it is pushing some ducks down. And I've noticed the coots are coming down now. So the migration looks like it's just kind of starting. And, you know, when you have 30 and 40 degree temperatures down here, you know it's up in the teens in Canada. So the next 2 weeks are going to be the time to be out there and chasing them. And so puddle ducks seem to be a little more scarce, not seeing a lot of field feeding mallards, but the diver ducks are definitely what's happening right now, and really happy about that. We needed a little kickstart to kind of get things going. So as we've talked about, the next 2 weeks are the best 2 weeks of the year coming up.
Yeah, and I would say that, you know, this is that big-time transition period. You really don't know what you're going to get, but we do know this. The forecast is going to be pretty steady here in the cities anyway, 40s, lows in the 20s. So there is at least some consistency there.
Yeah, well, that's good. You know, the farmers are still getting into the fields and they're getting the corn and beans out. You know, it's been good weather for that. And now I'm starting to see the pheasants sort of emerge, and that's a good thing, too. Had a good week chasing pheasants this week on public land. There was a pretty good hatch. I think there was probably a dual hatch this year because the birds are looking really good, and that's just going to get better. And the deer hunting is really lights out right now. The scrapes and the rubs are all over the place. I don't think the rut has started yet. I tagged another antlerless deer this week, so I am now out of antlerless tags, and I'm down to a buck tag, and that's going to be my focus the next week, 10 days. The bucks are going to be on their feet running around chasing does and fighting with other bucks, and this is the time of the year that bow hunters absolutely live for, and it's just going to be great, and it's just going to get better. This cold weather is going to help a lot. We got a little snow cover for tracking, so things are really looking up. Other than fishing, I think the fishing is probably over. I'm a little depressed about that. I looked at the long-term 8 to 2 weeks, and it looks 30s for highs, and so I think the fishing is probably done until we get some ice, so a little bummed about that. But there's too many other things to do, so, you know, we'll find a way.
Now, as far as those anglers go, I mean, if you're hardcore, you can go out and give it a try, but you wouldn't expect much on the bite, would you?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, it's more like spring fishing. It's like, how long can you suffer in 20 or 30 degrees,
yeah,
you know, which I do in the spring. But in the fall, you know, maybe, maybe not. But again, you just, you know, switch to the hunting mode and, you know, put the fishing aside. And it was a good fishing season, and, you know, it was great. But there comes a time. I even cleaned my boat out today and put things in storage. A little sad, but you got to move on to the next thing. And, you know, ice fishing could be 4 weeks away, 5 weeks away. That's not very far. So you got to start thinking about, you know, hard water and, you know, breaking out the equipment. So, you know, there's just plenty to do.
It is amazing how quick it changes, because I was at a high school football game on Thursday night, and it was pretty chilly. Now, granted, I was out of the wind in the press box. We had the windows open, but it was a chilly night. And then 6 days before that, it felt like late August or early September. So it really goes quick this time of year. And, you know, that's no joke. You know, we can see, especially the further north you go, the ice is starting to form, which is just crazy to think about.
Well, you know, that's the beauty of living in the Midwest, Steve. We have these change and transitions from one sport, one season to the next, and it's almost like perfect timing. It's like the fishing has been great, maybe a little tiring. It's time to move to hunting, and then we have ice fishing, and these transitions are wonderful. They're just long enough that you get your licks in, you have your fun, you do your thing, and then you move to the next season, and that's what's so wonderful about the Midwest. And it's sad sometimes, you know, when that season is over, but then you have a brand new, you know, season on the doorstep, and then you move into that, and that's the beauty of living in the Midwest, and I cherish that.
All right, Steve, you're going to spend a lot of time in the woods this week. What's your plan to get that big buck with the bow and arrow?
Well, you know, Steve, I'm staying awake at night thinking about my stand locations and if I have to make some changes, and I'm thinking about the scrapes and, you know, the buck sign I'm seeing. So this is going to be kind of an interesting couple of weeks. I'm not sure. I think what the big thing is going to be to spend as much time as I possibly can in the evenings, maybe stretching it to three-hour sits and try to put time in. And I'd really like to get it down before the gun season starts on the 7th. And then, as you know, all things change. So going to hit it hard, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you've got about a few, you know, the bow and arrow hunters have got a few weeks left before that firearms deer season. And as you pointed out, it is prime time. So good luck. Be safe.
Hey, thanks, Steve. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney, outdoors.com. He joins us on the weekend, sports schedules permitting.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.